arms folded across his chest. James Arthur, known to the other kids as Mr. J.R. He wore a whistle around his neck, which meant that he was going to ref the basketball game.
"No thanks," Levi said.
"What you got there?"
Mr. J.R. peered down at the sketchbook. Levi tilted it to his chest so his dad couldn't see. Levi still wasn't sure he wanted anyone to know he liked to draw. It didn't seem cool. Besides, his dad would want to know what that weird symbol was and why he was drawing it, and Levi didn't really have an answer for him anyway.
Nothing.
He could feel his father's eyes boring little holes in the top of his head.
"Maybe next time, then. Okay?"
"Sure. Sounds good."
Levi watched him trot across the parking lot to the basketball court. That's what his dad did now. Trot. He said college football had worn his knees down too much for real running. A crowd of kids followed him, as usual. All the kids loved Levi's dad. He spent many evenings at the rec, even after a long day's work, volunteering his time so the kids would have a fun place to hang out. Good thing, too, because without him there, the place would be utter chaos. The only staff person was a part-time college student who spent most of her time in the office, studying for some summer course she was taking, drinking chai lattes from Starbucks, and texting with her college friends. A squad of ninjas could rappel through the roof, and she wouldn't know a thing about it.
"Levi!"
Brianna Turner suddenly stood in front of him, a tube of lip gloss in her hand as usual. She'd apparently just applied it, because her lips looked like she'd kissed a bowl of glitter. She wore black and white striped leggings and a pink hoodie with sequins around the pockets, even though it was over 80 degrees. She stuffed the lip gloss into the hoodie pocket and flopped down next to him on the bench. Her lip gloss smelled like peaches.
"Hey, Bean,"
he said. He still called her that, even though he knew she didn't really like it anymore. He couldn't remember why he had come up with that nickname in the first place. Maybe because she was skinny like a string bean.
Or maybe it was just easier to say than Brianna.
"What's your drawing?"
Brianna leaned over to look. Her thick mass of long, tight curls, barely held back by a wide, sparkly headband, practically took out his eye.
"Nothing."
Levi tried to hide a sketch pad from her, but she grabbed it away from him.
"Is it a picture of me?"
she chirped. Brianna always